Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And just like that, we are off and running. It is Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. We do have one open line if you want it. Everybody else is filled in. 913-586-7798. You get the honorary first grievance of the week.
Dana, I didn't think I had one, and then I remembered this morning. I lost a suet receptacle with the suet that the birds like to eat because a darn raccoon took off with it. So last night we got it replaced. They're only $2. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to sit this out there on the bird bath, let the birds enjoy it, and then I'll bring it in. And the raccoons are never by the bird bath. They're on the other side of the house. I go out there this morning and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot it. Some little vermin weaseled its way into my garden, up the birdbath, and stole my suet.
Again?
Twice. Fool me once. Now we're hanging it from a tree or something. I don't know what to do.
The squirrels are working with the masked bandits.
They took it away.
Is it time to rename this radio show?
Brought to you by Metamucil.
Geriatrics Anonymous. I mean, give me a
and
name.
And Boniva calcium supplements for the mature woman.
I'm fighting Father Time, unlike the two of you.
I don't think the word suet has been used so much on the air.
On any radio station.
Decades.
Even on shows that specialize in bird feeding.
Since the 1930s, maybe.
Coming up next on Depends Radio.
No, it is my grievance, and it has been heard, and you will not challenge or,
I did not challenge.
Or disparage my grievance.
That was a... adjacent comment.
Sam, I'm going to call an audible here. We have a full board. I'm going to skip the usual intro that we use.
Let's just get the calls.
Let's get to it and not waste any time. Mo in Independence. Mo, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo.
Dana, you make me laugh so much. I have literally had to pull off the side of the interstate to stop laughing at you two.
Wow. Mo, you are so sweet, and I love your name.
Thank you. I'm calling with a grievance.
Okay.
And it has to do with, first, we're hosting the World Cup next year.
Mm-hmm.
What an honor.
Yeah.
Most of the events will be held at, my understanding, the Royals and the Chiefs Stadium.
The games will be played at Arrowhead Stadium. That is correct.
Across the street from the stadium, that's the Adams Mark Hotel.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That has been sitting there empty for over 6 years.
I know it.
I have spent this morning and the early part of the afternoon, and I'm waiting for someone to call me back to tell me who is the owner.
On Friday at 5:10 p.m., Mo?
I've been waiting since 1.
Girl, I would not sit by that phone.
So, Mo, if I'm not mistaken, though, and I'm certainly not challenging or correcting your grievance, it's my understanding that the Adams Mark has been bought
It was supposed to be pickleball.
And is being repurposed into a multi-level pickleball facility.
Okay. Yeah, the pickleball is at the back of the hotel.
Hotel was built, by the way, in 1975 and was a 378-room eyesore before it finally closed.
Yes, yes. Now, what a shame for our city and those going to the stadium to see a hotel sitting empty across the interstate from the stadiums where some of the events are going to be at.
It's a great grievance, Mo.
All right. Hey, Mo, we got to stop you just because we got a full board. Really appreciate your call and certainly thank you for the kind words about the show. Mike in Topeka. Have a great weekend, Mo. Mike in Topeka. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well.
So I've actually had a change of heart on my grievance. So my new grievance is actually with common sense. Common sense used to be a good thing. But unfortunately, these days, what is common is being an idiot. So common sense is no longer a good thing. So I like to think I have uncommon sense.
It's a great way to put it.
Interesting. Yeah, all right, man. Be well. David in Lenexa. David, good afternoon. Hello.
My grievance, you guys may be able to take care of this since you're with the radio station. The people who do the traffic think they're going to a race. And have to be in a hurry.
Yeah,
I can't understand what they're talking about some of the times.
You're talking about the traffic reports
for a long, long time.
You're talking about the traffic reports on this radio station. You want them to slow down.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I will.
Thank you, David.
That's above our pay grade, but I will pass that up.
You know who will tell? Val.
Totally thought he was talking about people speeding.
No, he was talking about. Val.
I hate traffic. They're too fast. That's what I heard. I put him on hold.
Well, where's the guy who does the Buckners? Does it
we better? Want Buckner.
You mean Bill Brooks.
Bill Brooks. Buckner.
Because Buckner does it better.
That's right.
I miss him. James in Warrensburg. James, hello.
Love you guys' show.
Oh, it's yours. Thank you.
Okay, I've got a grievance. I'm going to make it fast and simple. So apparently, I think... commercials are written for about middle schoolers. Is that fair to be able to understand around sixth, seventh grade so everybody can interpret?
Most commercials are written at a seventh to eighth grade level. Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. So my grievance is that in commercials and stuff that they constantly use the word AMID on the heels of and AMID. And on the heels, like that's not every, we don't use those in everyday languages.
What is AMID? I've never heard that word in my life.
Oh, every title online at least is like AMID reports of issues downtown.
Oh, not AMID, but are they mispronouncing it?
I think it's AMID. It's AMID or.
Oh, amidst. That's AMID.
AMID or AMIDST.
Okay, AMID. I pronounced it wrong, but it's AMID issues downtown. People aren't going on the heels of this big event. And it's just, it's repetitive, but you don't use that in everyday languages.
Well, if the argument is that in commercials and in some news broadcasting, people, especially younger reporters, will use words that are not commonly used. Tom Volek, Professor Volek at KU, and I'm sure when you had Professor Volek, he told your class the same thing. Talk to people. When you write a story, act like you're talking to a buddy at the bar. Yep.
There was one recently that I could not get over, and it's a horrifying story. It was about the motorcycle accident, the fatal motorcycle accident on 69 Highway.
Yeah.
They kept saying he had a tire malfunction.
He blew a tire.
Here's the one. I mean, if we're going to get into the weeds.
Oh,
here.
Don't get me started.
Into the weeds, really?
So, first of all, the police are looking for a male. No, they're looking for a man.
Right.
Okay. The suspect is described as a 33-year-old female. No, it's a 33-year-old woman. Here's the one that drives me insane. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No, the victim is expected to survive.
The one that gets me is fled on foot,
ran off.
Or ran away.
Well, you could flee on an e-scooter, I suppose.
Then you...
We just want to be clear you fled on...
Got away on an e-scooter.
Foot.
But then you were apprehended.
Right, or the perpetrator.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
The perp.
When you're talking about the Pope.
Do not call him a pontiff.
And on second reference, the news media always refers to him as the pontiff. Just say the Pope again.
I know.
Who has ever, I mean, especially if you're Catholic, do you ever sit around and go, I wonder what the pontiff thinks about
this?
Yes.
I'm very curious.
The pontiff doesn't think about anything because it's not a real word. He's
not
trying
to be clever.
Right. Just move on. All right. My grievances are out.
That's good.
913-586-7798. Kathy, Josh, Quinn.
You're going to need to hold amidst
Sherry,
all of these advertisements you're going to listen to here.
And don't worry. Just stay on hold. You won't suffer a life-threatening injury. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's get to it. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate at Q39KC.com. Kathy in Olathe. Kathy, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was calling about mine, and I'm picking up my Festivus now, so I got a whisper.
Lay it on us, Kathy.
Friends and family who can't take no for an answer. Peer pressure at 67. It's a thing.
Do they want you to go on vacation or to a restaurant or to an intervention?
No, just do craft sales and things I don't want to do.
Or play Mahjong.
Yeah. You know, stand firm in your no, Kathy. The greatest word in the English language sometimes
I know,
is no, but I'm terrible too.
I know, it stinks.
Good luck with
so
it.
That was it, but I'm picking my number one up now.
Good for you.
Oh, your number one is the grievance.
What?
The number one is her kid, and she says she's happy because she's picking him up.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not my kids. It's,
her husband.
Anyway.
I got you.
Okay. Josh in North Kansas City. Josh, hello.
Hey, guys. Hi. So, Scott, you might understand this one. I started working with a moving company this year. And my grievance is when we run into people that we end up going above and beyond, doing way more than what the estimate was for. Mm-hmm. And this has happened a couple of times this week. We do it like almost 2 or 3 hours faster than what it was estimated. So we end up saving them a bunch of money, and they either don't tip or they give us like $20 each. And in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, like, we just saved you, like, $400.
Uh-huh.
Like, we ran our butts off, and you can't show a little bit of appreciation.
It's a great point.
I have long said, Josh, having worked three very long hot summers as a mover, when they show up, if you want to guarantee yourself a great move,
yeah.
When they show up, let them know that they will be getting lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you guys like for lunch? You want McDonald's? You want Pizza yeah. Hut? What? Just tell me what the gang wants, and then let them know that there will be a tip at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If there's a good move, I guarantee you will get the best move of your life.
You know what you don't do is you don't meet the guy online with no reviews that you saw on Facebook and then have them come to your home and haul away all of your worldly possessions in a U-Haul. And then for like 3 months, you don't know where your stuff is.
You mean Big Juicy?
That's my other tip of the day. You're welcome.
You know, the best part is they went through that entire debacle and now it's all just still sitting in storage units.
It's all still in the storage unit, but she knows where it is.
You know, if Craig had a lighter, he would probably become an arsonist.
Yeah, we're hoping not. She did say to me when I go down to Mississippi, she goes, "We're done. We're getting rid of everything. You've got until December 1st to get everything out."
And lies.
I go, okay, well, okay.
Quinn in Topeka. Hello, Quinn.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Well, thankfully, I'm leaving Topeka now. When I called Sam, my grievance was I got off a little early and got to my truck and it was dead. Didn't have my cables with me. Ooh. So I had to go drive and buy a pair of cables that I don't need. But we're good now. We're on the road.
Good.
And I, Dana, like some of the things that you say just blow my mind. And every time you say something that just blows me away, all I can think about is when you guys called Big Juicy and told her that you thought Alaska was a island. And all she said was, "Oh, Dana, oh, you're an educated woman." That's all I can think about, and it cracks me up.
That woman is gold. She is golden.
You are an educated woman.
You are an educated woman.
All right, Quinn. Hey,
well, have a good weekend.
All right, you too, man. Take care of yourself.
His impersonation was
It was actually really good, yeah.
Wow.
Sherry in Parkville. Sherry, good afternoon. Hey. Hello. Hi.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hi.
My grievance is with the guy who sat down and thought, I'm going to make oil dipsticks black.
Yes. Bingo, why? Sherry.
Why? Tell me why? Can we send a rover to Mars, but we can't make oil dipsticks white?
That is a great question.
I never, ever thought of that.
Because you've really got, well, you've got to rub the thing off, and then you stick it back in, stick it back out, and you've got to really look at it to see what that level looks like.
Yep.
That's a great grievance.
Thank you very much.
I don't think I have oil. I don't have oil, do I? Gosh. I have oil.
No!
I think so.
Dana, you are an educated woman.
Well, there's still some receptacles under that frunk. I don't know what they're for. I think the windshield wiper fluid goes in there.
The blinker fluid.
Yep. Got me some of that.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Where did you find it?
That is a very old joke.
I'm just asking where you found blinker fluid.
There's three or four little receptacles in there, and I know one of them is for blinker fluid. I don't know what the other ones are for.
We're kidding, right?
No. Why? It's an electric vehicle. Like, there's no engine.
Sam?
I was too busy pulling that Dana-ism. What did I miss? My sincerest apologies.
There are two or three receptacles in the frunk. I don't know what they're for. One of them is blinker fluid. I do know that. I don't know what the other ones are for. I've never gone into the bowels of that car or needed to. If something's wrong with it, it tells you. And then I asked Johnny or Kip Saylor.
Okay.
You just want me to go to Dakota now?
Dakota?
Okay.
I don't have oil. Dakota.
Hi, okay, Dakota.
I love you, Dana. Second, what happened to the Brian Busby buzzword of the day?
Well, we're giving him a little bit of a break. I don't know if you're aware of this. He's been very open about it, so I'm not violating a trust. He had surgery not too long ago to repair an old Achilles tendon injury. And so he's on TV, but he's not standing. He's not in front of the map or anything like that. And so once and I just talked to him on the phone, I think Monday or Tuesday of this week, and he's doing very well. But he's hobbling around literally on a, you know, one of those little scooters where you put your, you bend your one leg and then you, it's kind of like a.
Can we get him in the X Games?
Can we get him in the X Games?
Possibly.
Okay.
We can get him a sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll definitely get him a sponsor. He can wear it on his suit.
On his scooter.
And then the last thing was with the moving guy, never go to a job that has a pool table. Just tear the house down,
say
move
no.
the pool table, and then build the house back again.
Hey, there are some communities now, Dakota, and they will say, or moving companies, pardon me, that will say, we do not move pool tables or grand pianos. Don't even ask.
Yep.
Not doing it. It
I'll tell you this. We did.
You should
when
move.
I was at Century Airlines. Century Van Lines in
Century Airlines. He was a pilot.
The 90s. We ended up telling the wife of the new 3-star general at Fort Leavenworth no. She wanted the 3-star general at Fort Leavenworth has a gigantic house, and she wanted a grand piano on the third floor of that house.
I've seen Tom and Jerry. I know what happens
and
when you try to move those
things. We told her, ma'am, we'll put it on the second floor, but it's not going to the third.
Good for you.
By the way, the three receptacles for liquid in your Tesla are for coolant,
brake fluid,
and blinker fluid.
Good. I knew there were three. I just didn't know what there were four.
Stop.
Good talk.
Why are you doing that to her?
Sorry, I meant to say windshield washer fluid for that last one.
Dana, there's no such thing as blinker fluid.
I know. I keep misspeaking. Windshield washer fluid.
913-5.
The car blinks itself. I don't even have to do it.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Park. Hey, we do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab them right now. Festivus Friday, airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com. If you want one of those two open lines, 913-586-7798. Let's go to Peg in Baldwin City. Hi, Peg.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Love your show. I'm going to preface that, my grievances with a conversation that was on the show yesterday about the Milwaukee Brewer fan, the Karen, basically. And I'm just a little tired of the concept that if you are a woman and you have short hair, you're a Karen.
Peg, it's a good grievance. For some reason, all of the bad actors recently...
Well, two of them, yes.
Well, there's a longer line than that, have just had that same hair. And we did make a joke about it, but I think it's like not all tissue is Kleenex and not an all Kleenex is tissue. I don't think all people with that hair are bad. I just think it happens that the ones that have been really bad lately have that haircut.
And I agree. I just think there's more to look at when you look at them, like their facial features and their body language and what they're saying. And I don't know. I have short hair and I'm a great person. I'm a nurse. I'm nice. I'm kind. So we're out there.
I believe you. And I've got so many friends named Karen. And can you imagine having a named Karen with short hair? I feel so bad for the good Karens in the world.
I feel bad. For some reason, the name Chad has taken on the male version of the term Karen. And I don't know why.
I know.
I don't even know why Karen became a derogative name or a derogatory name. Was there really a Karen that asked to see the manager?
No. I mean, at some point, probably.
Yeah, there were many.
But yeah, was there like, who is patient zero? I don't know that we could trace that back.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want it. Fill it in before Dana starts reading the Bible. 913-586-7798. Leonard in Independence. Leonard, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, I'm still laughing over the blinker fluid. I'm sorry. That's funny. That is
I was
really,
multitasking.
Really funny. You know what Archie Bunker would call Edith on something like that?
What?
It's been years.
I can't even think of the word now. Never mind. My grievances with both you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I drove all the way to Dodge City, Kansas, and I didn't find either one of you there.
You ever been to Dodge City, Leonard?
Yes, I have. First time I was there, it was in 1959. I was about 6 years old.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
When I look in the mirror.
Okay. You ever been in a Turkish prison?
No.
I'm just curious, Leonard. Senator Pat Roberts, God love him, that will never, ever not be the most cringeworthy, hilarious thing anyone has ever uttered of a certain mature age. I don't know how old Senator was when he said it. And if you do not hearken back with Dana and Parks all these years ago, someone was being questioned for...
Oh, he ended up getting it.
The Attorney General or the Surgeon General job, which he now holds. And he happens to be of Indian descent. And during the very nice, this was not a contentious hearing. Nope. This guy was very qualified to be Surgeon General.
He's not Surgeon General now, but he was under Biden.
During the very nice Senate confirmation hearings, Pat Roberts infamously asked this young...
Have you ever been to Dodge City, Kansas?
I have not, sir, but I would love to come.
Well, good. I'm going to invite you. And because we have a wonderful doctor from India, she's in her mid-30s, and she is highly respected by the community. And another doctor from India that did my carpal tunnel on this when I did a stupid thing.
And that's so, two Indians.
I think you'd be right at home, and we would welcome you.
You would be, by the
I
way.
I think you would be right.
He is of Asian Indian heritage.
We have an Indian. She is very well respected.
We've got two
respected.
Indians. So
and there's
have
another
friends.
Indian.
So she you worked, could date her and you could be friends with the other guy.
I worked on my carpal tunnel when I did a stupid thing, but we would love to invite you. I think you'd feel right at home. And then you hear him go, why, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It is so hilariously. Hey, you're Indian. We have an Indian. Do you want to come to Dodge City?
Have you ever been to Dodge City, Kansas?
I have not, sir, but I would love to come.
Well, good. I'm going to invite you. And because we have a wonderful doctor from India.
Okay. I can't hear that. And I've known Pat Roberts for almost 30 years. He is a wonderfully nice man.
He is a nice man. But he, at that moment, was your uncle at Thanksgiving who says the really awkward
thing. And everybody's tapping leg under the table.
You have a black friend?
Up.
Do you know so-and-so? Like, it's just that old guy thing that you just go, yep.
Translation, I don't have any questions to really ask you because I don't know anything about surgery.
But we have this Indian. I think you'd fit in.
You look like an Asian Indian, and I know she's an Asian Indian, and maybe you guys could get together and make Asian Indian babies. I don't know if we're going to have time.
It's so bad.
Shane in Olathe. Shane, hello.
Scott, Sam, Patient Zero.
Yes, thank you.
Yep. I think there's. I can answer a couple questions. I believe Edith would have been called a dullard, if I remember correctly, from All in the Family. And I believe that the hair that is cut off is the part that has the good decision making. So if they have that,
leave the hair.
Leave the hair. So my grievance this week, I've actually was going to call it a couple weeks ago, but. It still is going on. I have a license plate for my motorcycle that's personalized. And they said, hey, you need to re-up it and we'll send it to you. That was August 3rd.
Oh.
I went back in September, late September, said, hey, I don't have it. They said it can't be delivered.
What do you mean it can't be delivered?
I don't know. I live in a house. The house has been there for 7 years. So I went back and they said, well, do you have another address? I said, I can mail it to my office, I guess. That was a month ago. Do you know what I do get, though? I get the bill that says, hey, you need to pay for your personal property.
Right. Back. Yeah, they know how to find you then, don't they?
Why can they give me that but not my license plate? So anyway, have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, man. Take care. Aaron on line one. What's up, man?
Hey, so I can explain where the term Karen comes from.
Okay.
Because you be caring too much about other people's business instead of your own. So they are caring too much about what other people are doing instead of minding your own business. And now, that's where that term comes from.
Now, do you know that, or are you just spitballing there?
That's where that comes from.
Huh.
So quit being a Karen and caring about what everybody else is doing and just mind your own business.
Well, then where did the term Chad come from then?
Well, it was Ken is what the other term for Karen is. A Chad is just somebody that's just a basic...
Hey, Ron, let me ask you this. I'm asking as a woman, obviously, but I want your opinion as a man. As a woman, has this whole trend basically eradicated any opportunity for any woman to ask to see a manager? Even if, you know, like there's a hair on your plate, like... Because I will now think if I go, which I would never ask to see a manager anyway, but if I did, the first thing I'm going to think of is like, I'm not going to do that because now I'm going to be like painted with that broad brush.
Well, I think it's more so your demeanor and attitude when you're asking for the manager. Are you throwing a hissy? Have you already called the server bad names? Like what led up to, can I see your manager, please?
I want to talk to a manager. Yes.
Well, have a good weekend.
All right,
guys.
You too, man. Take care. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to go back to their manager and say, hey, we got a Karen out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's become a noun.
I know.
Not just a name. It's a noun. Hey, we've got a Karen outside. I don't know what her problem is, but
you handle it.
She's not satisfied, and she wants to talk
she's
to
you. She's angry. She's got the hair. I'm out. This is above my pay grade.
All right, we have one caller left. We'll get to him in just a moment, but we need to add a couple of more. If you get in right now, I guarantee you'll get on the air before the end of the show. 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
If you don't call in, I'm going to read the ingredients in my bag of cashews.
Ooh.
Guess what it contains?
Cashews? And some salt?
The fact that we have to put allergy warnings on bags of nuts.
Warning! This bag of nuts...
Contains
nuts.
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's try to get as many people in as we can before the top of the hour. Scott in Overland Park. Hello, Scott.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good. So my grievance is I'm a huge Eric Church fan, and he came out with an album years ago that has a song called That's Where I Want to Be, and it references in the chorus every time Kansas City, and no one in Kansas City has played it on the radio.
Oh.
And it's a great song.
How old is it?
I think it came out in like 21, maybe 22.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's Where I Want to Be is the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never heard it.
I've heard of Mumford & Sons, Going Back to Kansas City.
That's actually a band called The Basement Tapes.
It is such...
But the lead singer on that song is from Mumford & Sons.
What about Fats Domino?
I think The Basement Tapes, Scott, is like MTV Unplugged. So you call me to come, and I do. That is one of the greatest songs. Have you seen the video at the end? He cries.
Yes. I've watched that video 1,000 times.
God, it's good. All right.
Let's go to Tracy in Odessa. Tracy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, so my grievance is, first of all, thank God you all are back together. I still don't know who Rocco is, but he was...
He did a great job. Yep.
He did a great job. Okay, so my grievance is, I'm going to admit, at 47 years old, I drive like a grandmother, but I absolutely cannot stand when someone honks their horn obnoxiously whenever the light turns green if I don't just jet through it like a lunatic.
Like the blaring, Tracy?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Is it not okay that I make sure that nobody's running a red light, you jerko? Hello. I don't want to die.
I'm telling you, Tracy, I don't even honk anymore at all. I don't, because I just assume the idiot is psychotic.
Only if they're coming dangerously into my lane or something.
Right.
And it's not me saying jerk or it's just me saying, hey, we're about to hit.
I even used to, after 3 seconds, if the light is still green and they're sitting there, I used to just barely tap, boom. I don't even do that anymore.
Chris in Oak Grove. Chris, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is with my coworkers that like to call off, especially on Friday, an hour before their shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I have plans, and I get stuck having to stay and cover it until somebody else gets there.
Mm-hmm. If you're sick an hour before your shift, Chris, I'm not buying what you're selling, but you could have called in 5 hours prior.
Exactly. And I never do that to them, and it's so disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. You're absolutely right. Hey, I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Emilio in Platte City. Hello.
What's up, y'all? How you doing?
We're doing well. Go ahead. We're short on time. We've only got 30 seconds, so go ahead.
My gratitude is with Dana. I feel like Dana's laugh is so contagious. And it's hilarious, and I love when you hear it in the distance. It's like a air balloon leaving the balloon. You know, it's just so funny and contagious. I love hearing it.
Emilio, that is the kindest thing. Thank you so much. That just made my day, and we're so happy that you called in.
All right, man. Thank y'all.
That air balloon, by the way, people have asked me about this. It's because I turned my mic off, because people are like, you're too loud when you laugh. So if you say something that just kills me, I turned the mic off so you can hear it through Scott's mic and not mine. You're welcome.
Thank you. Caroline, I'm sorry.
Genuinely, thank you.
We were not able to get to you, but I hope you have a wonderful weekend as well. It's my fault, and I'm sorry. Today is Forgiven X Day. I'd rather not. Birthdays today. Eminem is 53. Ziggy Marley is 57. And Alan Jackson is 67. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.